USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Ukraine announced Monday that it hit two Russian naval vessels in the Black Sea with drone strikes. The armed drones hit two Russian patrol boats early this morning near Snake Island. The video footage shows the Russian boats getting hit by the drones, but it isn't clear if they had sunk. First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Eastern Europe this week to meet with U.S. service members, diplomats, and displaced Ukrainians. Her office made the announcement overnight. Biden will visit refugees in NATO member countries, Romania and Slovakia. President Biden remembered his colleague and friend, former Vice President Walter Mondale.
What Fritz is really saying, looking down, is, Joe, hide your Irish Catholic enthusiasm a little bit and be more Norwegian. I got a chance to talk to the family a little bit earlier, trying to console them, and I got emotional. But as my grandfather Finnegan would say, that's the Irish of it.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Republican lawmakers are looking to defund Citibank.
Republicans are calling on the Senate to terminate its contract with Citibank. The bank recently announced it would pay employees in states with anti-abortion laws to travel to other states to abort their babies. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines saying Citi's decision to finance abortion tourism for its employees in brazen circumvention of state law shows a reckless disregard for the lives of preborn children. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Paroled in 2003, Kathy Boden, who spent decades in prison for her part in the deadly 1981 Brinks armored truck heist as a member of the Weather Underground, died of cancer at the age of 78 in New York on Sunday. The Rockland County heist netted them $1.6 million and cost the lives of two police officers and a Brinks security guard. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Biden administration continues to spend money like we don't have a $30 trillion debt. Our debt is so high, Deutsche Bank announced last week the U.S. dollar has a 50-50 chance of going into a full-blown recession by next year. The latest Biden spending idea is student loan forgiveness, which would add another $1.7 trillion to the national debt. Representative Rick Allen, the Republican from Georgia, told Newsmax the Biden administration's student loan debt forgiveness is a big political mistake.
Yeah, this administration continues to develop these tactics, I guess, to try to appeal to a certain group of voters. And every time they double down, their bases leave them in droves. And I see this in my district. I hear the same thing in my district. And I will have to admit that I don't agree with Speaker Pelosi on many things. In fact, this may be the only thing that I've ever agreed with her on. And she's right. I think it's a big mistake. I think it's a big political mistake. And number one, I don't think he has the authority. I agree with Speaker on that. And also, we got $30 trillion debt. If he's got money to do this, why don't we put that toward paying down the debt?
Three University of Oklahoma students were killed returning home from storm chasing last Friday. Gavin Short, Nicholas Nair, and Drake Brooks crashed on Interstate 35 near Tonkawa, Oklahoma, when their car hydroplaned into a semi-truck. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.